for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
All right. So he's leaving. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I don't mean to be rude, but on conservative squawk radio, they don't allow the callers to change the topics. They are screened. I know, I used to call it. And they get 2 minutes. And here, we are more than liberal in allowing the other side to have dialogue and conversation. But you're not in any position to dictate what the conversation is going to be. Let's go back to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on?
Dave from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
I'm great, Earl. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a radical proposal. Admittedly, it's radical.
Okay.
But other countries are doing it. You know how we provide water, at cost because we consider it a necessity for human life, right? We have water systems, and our water is provided at cost. You know, it's not privatized. No one's making a profit on it. Isn't it time to consider energy a necessity?
So, listen, I can't disagree with you on that. I think it's crazy for people to own the water. How can you?
Right.
How can you?
Right.
How can you own the water?
Right. Right. And so, how do we own the energy that's also in the ground, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And so, I think it's unfair. It's, you know, grossly unfair to blame Biden on the situation here, but he's inherited our economic system and the way we do things. Okay, but let's say it's also not true to say that he's not doing everything, to solve the problem. Because he could lift sanctions on Venezuela. Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world, and they have more oil than they could ever use. They're willing to sell it to us. They were one of our major, I think they were our second largest supplier.
Yeah, they were.
Before the sanctions went on, right?
When Hugo Chavez was the president of Venezuela, you're right. They were.
Right. And so there's a country, they consider energy a social necessity, so they sell it to their people at cost, 11 cents a gallon.
They're
not giving it away. That's what it costs them to produce the gas.
That's because they've nationalized their oil.
Right, and so that's what I'm proposing.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
This crisis is not going to go away.
No, it's not.
This is here. So should we start talking about that?
Listen, I agree with you 100%. You can say that about what used to be Libya that had the sweetest crude oil in the world. Their oil was so rich that, we wanted to get our hands on it forever. We helped overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. And ever since, I don't know what's happening with that oil. But you're right that why shouldn't it be nationalized? But, I agree with you. The chances are in a capitalistic society, the people aren't going to force that, and they're not going to let that happen. I wish I had more time. Dave, thank you very much for the call. I agree with the idea. Who do we have up next, Sam?
L.A. Tom.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning. First off, we the people are ultimately the government. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. And these guys don't understand. They don't listen, these conservatives. They really don't. And they're always cheering on and rooting for the billionaire. They're always rooting for the person that'll never even invite them to dinner. I just don't understand it. I mean, it's not, you know, these people, the reason why oil is where it is, and believe me, it's high here in California, but I'm not going to get into all of that. But the thing is, the reason why it's high is because the billionaires are making more money. They keep on bringing up this talking point about Keystone. My God, Keystone goes over, it's, first of all, it's the dirtiest, worst sludge oil that if that gets into the water table, you know, game over for all the people in the Midwest and the rest of the country. Because you know what? You can't drink oil and live. We have to be able to drink water. And water is what's important. So all of these pipelines, all of these things that are happening where oil just gets, the pipe gets broken and all the oil is going into the water. That's exactly what it is and the reason why we don't. Again, this is common sense. All of this stuff is common sense. But instead, Republicans seem to just want to take a talking point. And all they want to do is beat that talking point to death day in and day out. They don't listen. They just get on there and spew a talking point that they heard either on Fox or on some other radio show, or I don't know where they hear all it from, but it's always the same thing day after day. Guys, on the Republican side, can we all agree that the real problem is, one, the billionaires are making a killing and price gouging, and two, the politicians are bought off by the billionaires because of Citizens United, which gave corporations the ability to give unlimited funds to campaigns. Look it up, CJ. Look it up, Dave. Look up the fact that you can follow the money and you can find out exactly why it is that oil is the price that it is, and which politicians are bought off, and which people are actually gaining because of this increase in the oil price. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has nothing to do with one stupid pipeline that was closed down. I mean, God, they act like that pipeline now, that they act like that's the be end end all of oil production. You guys are all a bunch of fossils. You're going to be dead soon. We're moving towards electric. We're moving towards electric cars. And you know what? You're all going to be just like the oil that you use, which is a fossil fuel, and you're a fossil. And I hate to say it, CJ and Dave, but you guys are not going to be around for the new world that's coming up, for this younger generation that's actually going to have alternatives to dirty oil.
And you know what, Tom? That new generation is fighting for their future, and they have a right to make sure that they have a future that is clean and gives them a fair opportunity in life. I appreciate it, man. We got to go to a break.
One other thing, Earl. Ask these conservatives, when there's too much sun, when there's a leak in the sun, you don't seem to have a problem. When there's an oil leak, there's a problem. Use solar, use wind. Use these things, alternative energy sources that are going to bring us into the next world.
Thank you very much for the call. Great call. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I'll be joined by my good friend, Roger Quindale. Be right back.